Hi, John.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. How are you? Good. I've heard rumour you've had a few days off this week. Is that true?
You are right, John. Yes,
that's
it's true.
Good.
I had some few days, off. I needed to take a little bit of rest,
Good. You look better for it.
Sure, yeah.
Well, Adam, here we are in Advent. Hard to believe this year is Advent. It's a bit of a different sort of Advent this year. But I wonder, I've got a starter question just to get you thinking. I've got my water here. Would you tell me that water is either half full or half empty? What do you think?
Wow. One of your tricks, John, before.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you that I'm a person who looks at life very positively. For me, that glass, I would describe it as half full.
Half full.
Yeah, because my idea is about fullness.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that glass would be half full.
Half full.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
So when we're thinking, today we're thinking about hope, that God is with us in hope. What sort of hope do you have for the world around us at the moment?
Yeah, that's a very important question, John, really. I think that's what everybody's, battling with at the moment. That's a very serious question. So at the moment, I look at the world, I look at everyone, all of us is living in times of, hopelessness, where we are really pressured in life. We are surrounded by trouble, by problems, challenges, difficulties, where life has not been so easy, to cope with. So that question for me is a question where we say, where do we hold on to? For me, the right place to hold on to would be a place of hope.
A place of hope.
Yes.
It's a place of hope. Because I think there are lots of things that we're all hoping for this Christmas, particularly. And I guess one of the biggest things that everybody's hoping for is the opportunity that to be able to have that jab, that vaccine. And that is a big hope that we hold on to. Do you think the church has a message for people at Christmas to help them with that hope?
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, vaccine. So what are we looking at in vaccine? We are looking at a people who are hoping for cure. So for me, the message in Advent, that message which will be fulfilled and affirmed at Christmas by Christ coming, is about healing. So for me, the church can give to the world a message of hope in healing that comes through Christ. Mm. For me, that's the message of Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping for this Christmas?
This Christmas, I'm hoping for maybe a miracle, really, that if God could give us a breakthrough, especially faced with COVID. COVID has been a great talk and very topical in the world and in the nations. So for me, the hope would be that cure. If God give us a miracle of eradicating, COVID and its, disastrous, effects, for me, that's the Christmas I would look forward to.
I think you and probably half the world, if not all of the world, are looking forward to that day. It's been the hardest of years, I think, for everybody. And I think if we as Christians can't be prepared to say this has been really tough for everyone, then we wouldn't be being honest to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes there's an honesty about our hope that's really quite important as churchgoers and Christians and so forth.
Yeah.
I wonder, are we realistic to talk about hope in a context where you have people who've suffered so badly and are still suffering really badly? Are we being naive in talking about hope?
In some way, but you see, hope is something that we cannot, that we need to understand how it works. Because hope for me is like, it's a bit magical. Because in hope you are trying to put some trust, some confidence, some hope to say something can still, there's still a future. Because, John, I'll talk about maybe somebody in the storms. In the storm, somebody needs just to continue to hold on to the, to the raft. One needs to hold on to the raft. One needs to continue, keep kicking. as if still there is a future. Mm. So whatever is surrounding us, I think for me it's about, you know, that having that power, that willpower to say there is still a future, there is still tomorrow. I think that's how hope can work in us.
I like the idea you said about hope being magical. I like magic. I like the exciting parts of Christmas like that. But the idea of hope being something magical, that God does something magical with us, I guess, at Christmas, and that is, I suppose, one of the exciting things about getting the decorations out, getting the Advent ring going, lighting the first candle, and all of those things can still happen now, even though we're all in our own separate places, we're still together, and that miraculous, magical way that God does things with us is something to look hold to, look forward to. Very exciting, So apart from a vaccine, what do you want for Christmas, Adam? Your family want to know, what do you want for Christmas? What are you hoping for this Christmas? Is it a Nintendo PlayStation?
Well, for me, honestly, this Christmas, it hasn't been so much of material things, really. I think my peace, and, you know, security in Christ, that's what I would really cry for and maybe pray for, that the peace and security in Christ.
Peace and security, but not even a sign of a PlayStation or anything like that. Just peace and security. Yeah.
Then maybe a Nintendo, okay, a PlayStation. Yeah. Then if you would like to bless me with a Nintendo,
well,
I'll jump.
You're talking to the wrong person here. But I'm sure your family will be watching and they will have noted it, so it's on the list. And they're probably going, really, Dad? Yeah.
But you see, John, I was also just going to say maybe if we were to come to close of our conversation, that, you know, we will still be faced with questions. Mm. I'm talking about the world. Mm. We will still be faced with questions. And please, there won't be answers. Sometimes we don't have answers. Mm. Sometimes we may not have even, you know, satisfactory explanations to things. Mm. But what we are trying to maybe talk about and maybe encourage one another here is, let's hold on to faith, because our hope is in Christ.
Yeah.
Our hope is in Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right that we are going to face those times. And I think sometimes it's after an event people ask the questions. I think we're all so busy trying to get through it all at the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas after the event, we can start to ask those questions as to the whys and the hows and the whatevers and the what-ifs. And I think, you're absolutely right. Holding on to that solid rock that we believe in is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your conversation and your time. And I think we need to move on now.
Sure, John. Thank you very much for your time.